3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
The following program has been brought to you by W.A. Peterson Stringed Instruments.
Well, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whichever salutation pertains to you and your particular time zone. My name is Tobe, and guess what? It's 1930 UTC, time for the Dubious Goals Committee. I am the chairman of this committee, and I'm pretty happy about it. But that's not what I'm happy about today. I got a new thing. I got a new thing. What did I get? Well, you're not going to believe this, but I got a guitar. Sounds pretty guitar-y, doesn't it? Yes, it does. I got an email this morning from my dad. And this email said, "Bill dropped off some guitars. You are to choose one. Come over to my house." So I did. Oh, boy, where do I start? Regular listeners to this show are aware of who Bill is. Bill is my family's luthier. And if you don't know what a luthier is, it is a person who makes musical instruments, stringed musical instruments like lutes. Hence the name, luthier, comes from the word lute. And they make guitars, and they make zooks, and they make all kinds of stuff. And so, apparently, Bill made me a guitar, and I didn't even know it. Did I have a guitar on order? Was there a work order out for? Do I have a purchase order for a guitar? I don't know. This came as a complete surprise to me, as it is to you, I'm sure. So I went over to my dad's house, my parents' house, my mom and my dad's house, and their cat, Indy. And there were two guitars sitting on the table, and I was told that I was to pick one. What kind of guitars are these? Well, they are acoustic six-string guitars, and they are of the travel variety. They are travel guitars or backpack guitars. And what are backpack guitars or travel guitars? These are slightly smaller guitars that have a greatly reduced body so that they can travel well. They don't take up a lot of room. They are, well, they're kind of smallish, and they're very interesting. And the funny thing about these guitars is I thought Bill was supposed to be retired, and he's retired, kind of like how my dad is retired. But still, these guys work 12 hours a day. I don't think they have any idea what the word retired actually means. But that's neither here nor there. These guitars have been made out of scraps. These are literally scrap guitars. You know, Bill had some stuff, some parts and bits of wood laying around in his shop and said, "Well, we might as well knock up a couple of guitars." And so he did. And I chose this one. I had my choice of two. And they were, you know, they're about the same shape and they're the same size and scale and stuff. But they're slightly different. One has a wide neck, like you would find on a 12-string guitar. It's like a 12-string neck, even though this is only six strings. And they were made of different woods. And the other one, this one has a koa back. And you know how much I love koa. Koa, it's my favorite tone wood. So if you ever have to play Tobe Trivia, you know that koa is my favorite tone wood. My zook is koa, except for the top. The top of this guitar is spruce of some kind. And the sides are... Well, the sides might be koa too, yeah. And it's got some cool trim all over it, and it's pretty awesome. And I can dig it. I can dig it. And I decided to go with this wider neck because the rationale here was, you know, I'm a bass player, sort of, technically, kind of. And I have big fingers, and I thought it would be easier to play. Plus, I thought, what am I going to do with this? I don't even know how to play guitar. I got to remember how to play guitar. I got to look up guitar chords. Then I thought, wait, no, I could open tune it. I could do any kind of weird stuff with it. And if it was wide, it would be better for playing with a slide and blah, blah, blah. And it's just ridiculous. In fact, maybe we should do some measuring just so we can compare. Now, I do know that my Bouzouki neck is 3 centimeters wide, exactly 3 centimeters wide at the nut, or the zero fret, like some of my dorky friends like to call it. 3 centimeters. What's that for Americans? That's about an inch and 3/16 or thereabouts. So let's measure the width of the neck. Where's my... Oh, here it is. My good ruler. One of my good rulers. One of my good cork back rulers. The width of the neck on this guitar at the nut is 1 and, oh God, of course it can't be anything easy. Well, 1 3/4 plus a 16th, so that's 13/16. An inch and 13/16, oh, stupid non-metric crap. Here's what you really need to know for all my science fans and European people. The width of the nut here, or the width of the neck at the nut here is 47 millimeters, as opposed to 30 millimeters. So it's an extra centimeter and 7/10, or whatever, however you want to think about it. I don't care. So yeah, it's wide. It is wide. Now, the next thing I know you want to know, got my tape measure here. What's the scale on this thing, Tobe? The scale is... About... Now, see, I can't hold all these things at once and do accurate measuring. So... The scale is... Oh, just about 25 and a half inches. Well, and that's on the low E string. So that's, you know, about standard or close enough. This is a 20 fret guitar. And the shape is very interesting because it's just a very narrow trapezoid. And this trapezoid is, let's see. The body is about 17 and a half inches long, which is about 49 centimeters. And up at the top of the body, it's about 3 1/2 inches wide. And at the bottom of the body, it is about 6 inches wide. So, as you can see, this is a small guitar. How deep is it? It is about 2 1/2 inches deep, or thick, however you want to think about it. The sound hole is about 3 inches in diameter. And isn't that exciting? Yes, it is. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, go back a couple of steps. Are you telling us that people just make you guitars and you don't know about it until they show up with them and hand them to you? Well, yeah, that's pretty much how it goes. Nice lifestyle, huh? Right? Yeah, so anywho, the big debate is, what am I going to do with this? Because I can't play guitar. Now I got to remember how to play guitar. I only ever knew three chords to begin with. And I think I got this. It's so new that it doesn't want to stay in tune. So for how long have I owned this now? Approximately 3 hours. And I've been tuning it. And I've been tuning it in all sorts of weird ways. So now we're going to hear it. I'm going to see if I can try to remember how to play a G chord. And you will hear my new guitar. Here we go. Wow, the neck is so wide and I can barely do the chord. Now D. Really need to do my nails. My nails are only 2 millimeters long, but that's preventing me from making a D chord. Ta-da! And that's my new guitar. Oh my god, I hope MJT is not listening to this, because he's just gonna go into a murderous rage. Tune that guitar! Tune it! Now you might be thinking, oh gee, that sounds kind of funny. Sounds kind of tinny and weird. And like, well, yeah, it does. And that's because this is a travel guitar or a backpack guitar. And the body is not big. This body is probably a third of the volume of a dreadnought. A dreadnought is the size of a guitar. It's kind of a big guitar. You've seen them. They're not huge. I mean, they're... I don't want to... You can look up guitar sizes on your by yourself. But yeah, what you need to know is this thing only has a third of the volume in the sound box. And so... And when I say volume, I mean actual volume. The amount of space in it. And so it doesn't, you know, really reproduce really low tones very well. And so it has a high-pitched sort of tinny sound, kind of. Which I kind of like, because it reminds me of my bouzouki. And so it's kind of bouzouki sounding. Now, the other thing is... Oh my god, I had to... It's got strap buttons, but you know, you can't really play one of these sitting in a classical sort of position, because it's got no body, so you have to have a strap, and you have to be standing up, and I don't have a strap, and I had to look for my bass strap, and oh my god, its bass strap fell down behind my bass amp, and it took me literally an hour to find it. Oh, I was so enraged because I couldn't find my strap. And then, if you look at the strap on the bottom of the guitar, if you look at the strap button, it is actually also a jack. That's right. This acoustic guitar can be plugged in because Bill, my luthier, added a piezoelectric element. This is the cheap and dirty way to electrify acoustic instruments. And it doesn't, yeah, so this doesn't have any pickups under the strings. It's just got a piezo built into the body. And the downside to this is it picks up every sound, not just the strings, but if you like tap on the body or if the strap moves or anything, your fingers moving up and down the strings or anything, you will hear it. And that's cool, because I don't really intend to play this with a strap. I've been thinking that I want to play this with a slide, like a lap steel guitar. And if you don't know what a lap steel guitar is, look it up. It's nothing difficult. We're not going to go into... This is not the guitar show. This is not... We're going to teach you all about every kind of guitar. This is just the Tobe Has a New Guitar show. And I know what you're thinking. If Stevie T, my guitar hero, Steve Terriberry, is listening to this show, and if Jared Dines, my other guitar hero, is listening, the first question that they have is, and you should know by now, Does it gent? Does it gent? Well, we can find out. But the first thing we need to do is to put this into drop D tuning. Because you cannot truly gent in standard tuning. Look at that. That thing has dropped 10 cents since I tuned it 3 minutes ago. So we're going to drop this. Oops. Drop this down into D. Oops. I went too far. Why does it think it wants to do A? Okay, there we go. That's close enough. Again, I hope MJT is not listening. So now I've got this thing in drop D tuning, which just means that the bottom low E string has been dropped a whole step to D. Don, don, don. And so now the bottom three strings form a power chord. It goes D, A, D. So I'm trying to gent. It kind of doesn't gent. This means we're going to have to plug it in. The whole problem here is we don't have any distortion. We don't have any amplification. And I'm afraid to plug this into an amplifier because I know this thing is going to feed back like a bee. It's going to be awesome. So let's just get it over with. Grab the guitar here. And we're going to go upstairs to where I have a conveniently placed guitar amplifier and an effects processor that I actually pulled out of my closet about a half an hour ago. Haven't used this thing in probably 20 years, and I don't even know why I bought it to begin with. Actually, I do know why, because my brother had one, although he had the sequel. This is just the first one made. But it should be good. So, let's plug some stuff in. Now we take this cable and we plug it into the strap button. And that clipped the mic. Drop D is so fun. Now here's where it gets weird. I'm gonna turn on this amplifier. I am not plugging anything directly into the recording device. You are going to hear this sound through the air. So, I should face this way. And now I'm turning the amp on and we're going to answer the most important question. Does it gent? Yeah, it feeds back. Okay, let's see if it'll gent. Does kind of gent, but I'm so bad at genting. Maybe this metal overdrive setting isn't the best one to try. Let's try something else. Daddy, this likes to feed back, don't it? Yes, it does. Let's try one more setting. Let's try tight distortion. Here we go. yeah. We're going to turn that amplifier off. Because that's ridiculous. Man, that thing is tight in there. Okay. So, does it gent? Yes, it does. Oh, but the worst part of it is, I just learned something else. Kitties don't like gent. Oh my God, I came up here and the cat got interested. Oh, what are you doing? Let's do some stuff. And I turned the amp on and that thing started to feed back. And the cat went running. So I guess we've learned two things. That yes, it does gent, and kitties do not like feedback. Now, why does this thing feed back so much? Well, two things. It's acoustic, and it has the piezoelectric pickup. On a normal guitar, like a, say an electric guitar, there are pickups that pick up the vibrations of the strings, and these are amplified. This is how it works. It makes music. And those pickups are just magnetic fields that are sensing the string vibrating. And so you don't get any other sounds. You just hear the strings vibrate, and that's great. Although you can get an electric guitar to feed back, but that's a different story. Now, with a piezoelectric element in there, the piezo itself picks up vibration. It converts vibration to electrical signal. And it's just mounted to the wood. It's not under the strings. It's just mounted to the wood inside the body. And so as soon as there's any vibration, it will pick that up. And feedback happens because sound coming out of the amplifier, you know, hits the body of the guitar and it starts to resonate. The pickup, the piezo picks that up, feeds it back into the amplifier, which spits it back out again. And you get this loop that gets out of control really fast. And that's what feedback is all about. And so, yeah, this thing feeds back like a mother. But one, that's cool if you're playing metal music. And two, it can be avoided. I just didn't put any effort into it. You know, I could be further away from my amplifier. I wouldn't, you know, I could adjust it a little bit, EQ it out a little bit, and do that kind of stuff. But that's boring, and I didn't feel like doing it because I feel like doing something else. I now want to see if I can play slide guitar on this thing. But to do so, we will have to retune the guitar, because right now it's in drop D. It sounds like, you know, a guitar, right? Not anything in particular. So, we are going to put this into an open tuning, and I think the easiest one to switch to would be open E. So, let's tune this to open E. And we're going to do it by magic. So, everybody count to three. One, two, three. Boom, and just like that, we are in open E tuning. It sounds like this. Doesn't that sound pretty? Yes, it's an open E chord. That's an easy way to play guitar. If you want to be a guitarist, just tune to open E and just strum the strings. And just hope you don't have to, you know, change keys or chords or anything. But this makes things convenient for playing slide guitar. Now, I just happen to have a slide right here. This is a piece of electrical conduit that I picked up off the ground a few days ago. And I washed it off and it was cut, so it had some really sharp edges. So I had to run a grinding stone around it and a little sanding. So now we have a slide. I've got a good glass slide in the other room somewhere. I didn't feel like looking for it. I'll find it later. So let's play some slide guitar. Let's play some blues. Blues in the key of E. Here we go. How's this gonna work? Thank you. Insert your own blues lyrics here. He's terrible at playing guitar, but he already knows that. And it's out of tune already. Yeah, this thing is brand new. I mean, literally, right out of the factory floor, straight to me. Well, via my parents' house. Plus, I'm not very good at slide guitar either. I haven't done this in decades. And I don't like the sound of that conduit. Where's my glass slide? I gotta go find it. Yeah, so if you've ever thought, you know, I wish I could play a musical instrument like guitar, you can. It's easy. I can teach you to do what I just did in about 5 minutes. I mean, tune your guitar to open E, and then run a slide up and down the neck and stop at certain frets. You only have to know where to stop in 3 different places, and you can play the blues. And it sounds pretty cool. Even on a little travel guitar like this. Next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to plug this into my amp and see if I can get some kind of weird pedal steel sound out of it. And maybe I'll add some effects and do some wacky cool stuff. Keep it open E for a while. But we can't do that right now because we have run out of time. I would like to thank W.A. Peterson Stringed Instruments, my personal luthier, Bill, for building me another awesome guitar. I'm so happy about it. I'm going to play all day and all night, but I got to go because we're running out of time. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.